sharply, not to be budged from what she saw as the central point. Mr. Crumley looked helplessly at the toys. They certainly didn't look like any of his stock. Then he tried to look hard at the new hogfather. Every cell in his brain was telling him that here was a fat, jolly man in a red and white suit. Well, nearly every cell. A few of the sparkier ones were saying that his eyes were reporting something else, but they couldn't quite agree on what. A couple had shut down completely. The words escaped through his teeth. "It seems to be," he said.